This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Tensions flared in front of Paris's prestigious Sciences Po University over the war in Gaza on Friday, echoing similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Riot police arrived to ease tensions after pro-Israeli protesters came to challenge pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Some pro-Palestinian students had been occupying a university building overnight, demanding the institution condemn Israel's actions. The protests in Paris echoed similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. On Friday, close to 200 protesters gathered at George Washington University, a few blocks from the White House, carrying Free Palestine posters and chanting slogans. Meanwhile, in New York, Columbia's embattled president, Manoush Shafiq, has come under renewed pressure on Friday as a university oversight committee met to address her attempt 2 weeks ago to clamp down on protests that have roiled the Ivy League school and spread across the country.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Friday, and Blinken said Washington is, quote, fully prepared to impose sanctions over China's support for Russia's defense industry. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
For Blinken, a main priority is stopping Beijing's support for Russia's war in Ukraine.
In our discussions today, I made clear that if China does not address this problem, we will.
The United States doesn't accuse China of directly supplying weapons to Russia. Instead, U.S. officials say China is sending the items that go into Russian weapons, like microchips and machine tools. Blinken said the U.S. may enact sanctions to stop that cooperation, though analysts say that may be tricky. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com.